Okay. Mm-hmm. You don't have any more interviews left, do you?
No, no, I don't.
No?
I think green
boom.
Is Sheena?
Still should give birth in outer space.
Outer space, eh?
With robots.
Zero G.
Did you find your book?
No, not yet.
Jeez. That's good.
Have you guys seen a thing of memory recently?
No.
No.
Yeah. What?
Those cute little things.
Recently?
Yes.
Well, when did you... So you lost it recently?
No. No, have you seen it recently?
Yeah, I might have it. This is yours from a long, long time ago?
Like, oh, a couple weeks ago.
I think I have one of yours from, like, September.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Put it in a mannequin jar, maybe.
What are you up to?
I'm going to think some more about what I just read.
No.
What did you just read?
I was reading about the motion of, or rather, the constraints you can place on what happens when you have an object sliding with friction. Some sort of Minkowski sum. But his formulation is only for planar objects, and so I think that it extends because the force can just, you can project all the forces so that they lie in a plane with the center of mass, and all the torques and sums work out the same.
Of course.
Like, you know the thing, like,
Yeah.
Line of force. Like, if you have a force, it can be anywhere along the line, you get the same torque and some force.
Is this on the protein
transport
in the body? We would have a population of N identical proteins. Each can be transported from the endoplasmic reticulum.
I remember the endoplasmic reticulum.
I bet you do!
You remember what he said?
No,
he just told you.
Are you interrupting Stu?
Yeah, it was a general idea. It was something even more
obscure.
Fascinating. Yeah.
Well, okay. I
Sorry,
think biology is a lot more applicable than Stu's force lines. But I don't know. Slashdot seems to think Epson is releasing this printer just because,
the Team 8 thing?
Yeah. Women now dominate the consumer electronics market.
I think they were, I think the implication in the story was that, like, women, or things don't cater to women. And then the guy was like, but they do dominate the market. Or maybe I just read it wrong.
Yeah, I can't find it. I don't think...
Okay.
I don't think I've seen it in a while. Well, I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'm talking about, like, a little flash memory.
Yeah, Dell wants it.
Dell wants it?
Yeah.
Why?
Wait, flash memory?
Like a little... USB, what do you call them?
Oh, I'm thinking like a SIM.
Oh, okay. Because I have yours of that.
Really?
It was in here.
What is it?
For a long time. I don't know. Someone told me it had your resume on it or something. Like.
Oh, that thing. Yeah. Oh, you have that?
Well, it was in here.
Dude.
I was keeping an eye on it, but...
Yeah,
I haven't seen
that in a long time.
Yeah, it was in here. I don't know where it went, though.
Yeah.
Stu probably ate it or something.
Oh,
probably.
Yeah,
it's so tiny.
It's a little munchy.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you know if I find it.
Like, force vectors. Okay.
How long should I record for?
1,000,000 years.
Yep.
Actually, I was thinking a shower, and I don't know if the noise would mess up your recording or not.
I don't know. I'm probably going to stop fairly soon.
Well, do you think you have enough? Like,
I can bitch about this boy if you want.
Been recording for 33 minutes. What's that?
What boy?
He's some boy. He's an asshole.
Wait, say what?
No, he's just some guy who I don't like. I enjoy bitching about him.
Oh,
if
you
want to
bitch
to,
about him.
You know.
Oh, I see, I see. I don't want to force conversation here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I could try and figure out who this guy is on Orchid who says that he wants to get to know me better.
A friend of a friend?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Who's he a friend of?
Jen Lin.
Oh.
That's
he goes to see me?
Yeah. I think so. I think I fingered his account. What I found out.
What's his name?
Scott Linzer.
Scott what?
Linzer. Yeah, Doctor of Computer Science. Stu, do you know Scott Linzer?
Name's familiar. Does anyone have a level?
A what?
A level. Like
no.
A thing with a bubble and some lines?
No.
Level your
mono.
No.
What? Call it a level?
Make her horizontal.
I thought I would take
I'm
some
told
tinfoil,
a level
like,
or
the,
anything.
Because
you're psychotic?
Wait, what's this?
Okay.
It just annoys me. Like, you try to cook an egg and it all, like, goes one side of the pan, you know?
I think it's the house, dude.
Well, whatever. I can still level it.
The house?
Why don't you just put an egg in a pan and use that as your level?
It's really just put some water in a pan.
That's what Kevin and I used to, like, level my desk. Went and got, like, you know.
Newspapers?
No, Carrie's cup. And
what?
I think you should use newspapers on
the
stove.
The green and big, like, four cup thing or whatever.
We, oh, it's Matt's cup.
Matt's Dude. Not here.
Still Matt's cup.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't
Wait, did he, like, bring it with him and leave it here?
That.
No, it's just, like, whenever we go to Carrie's house, she's got, like, that same, like, measuring cup thing in her house in Northern Virginia, and Matt will take it and fill it with all with water and drink it. We call it Matt's cup.
Alright, is that
so
the measuring cup I was using for tea today?
No, that's the...
Oh,
you used a small one.
No, like a big
We're
Rexham one.
A big Pyrex one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Rexham? No.
aluminum. Microwave safe.
Material. It's just a corporation. No!
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-
So what do you think? Do we accept an orchid date?
What does that
That's
entail?
The purpose of orchid, isn't it?
I don't know. You invited me to some party.
Hey, do you know Sui?
Yeah.
Alright. So I was just like looking at an orchid and I was like, oh, Chris Morph is her friend as well.
Yeah, I noticed you were and Carrie?
No, not Carrie, but you,
yeah.
Yeah, she like I work with her.
So. Oh. Also Eric mentioned your name.
She was one of the people I helped out a year or two ago in 2012 or something.
Ah,
when I was like in the cluster.
Yeah,
like
I remember.
Hours a day helping.
And you come
students.
Back and be like, I just helped people for 7 hours.
Yay! Which had what were you saying?
Oh, Eric mentioned your name.
Eric.
Ober.
Yeah. Meyer.
Yeah, I hear
he's
got a hyphen name.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he said, you know Chris. I said, yes, I live with him.
Oh, you should tell him that he owes me a stapler. Damn
okay.
He borrowed a stapler from the... No, you don't have to tell him. He borrowed a stapler from the AV office the other day, but he, like, gave me 1,000 staples. And 5,000 staples, and he took 1,000. But, then there was this big note on the board today that was like, where is the stapler? And I was like, oops, he didn't bring it back. Yeah, he was telling me all about linguistic theory.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I was up at 4 a.m. working on a paper, he was up at 4 a.m. working on linguistic theory homework.
Right. It's not linguistic theory, though.
Oh. Well, he was working on multiple homeworks, but one of them was for that class, yes. Which class was that?
We're both in formal semantics.
Formal semantics, yes.
But he's also in something else.
Yeah, he was like, oh, yes, and there's one other undergraduate in the class with me. Oh. I was like, I bet I know. And
he
didn't say anything, but then I was like, ah, ha, ha.
It's a good story.
Yeah.